Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ngayong umaga ay ating himayin ang limang bagong visa changes na inanunsyo ng federal na gobyerno upang suportahan ang mga international students. Kasama natin upang magbahagi ng kanyang expertise ang migration lawyer at registered migration agent ng Mates International, Attorney Edmund Cyril Galvez. Okay, today we have Filipino migration lawyer Attorney Edmund Galvez on the program. Magandang araw sa iyo, Attorney Edmund.
Hi, Claudette.
Kamakailan po ay nag-anunsyo ang ating pamahalaan ng limang bagong visa changes upang suportahan ng mga international students. Bago ang mga pagbabago and the current number of changes, how did the government bend its rules to support international students?
As what you said, just this week, the Morrison government had made additional changes to the international students program. Mm-hmm. So before the announcement, the Morrison government already made some changes with the visa conditions of the international students because of the COVID-19. And one of these is that those international students who are working in the health sector, like those working in the health, age, and disability care sectors, their working restrictions were relaxed. So as we know, if you are a international student, your working rights is limited only up to 40 hours per fortnight. And also, those students who are required to attend classes in colleges and universities, they were exempted from doing such, and it is not also a violation of their visa condition. The government, in coordination with the schools and colleges, allowed them to participate classes through online. Those are the previous changes, and currently, just this week, the Morrison government made additional 5 changes. Mm-hmm. So what are these 5 changes? The first one is that offshore student visa applications are now allowed. So before this announcement, there was a confusion whether or not student applicants who are still outside Australia can lodge their student visa applications.
Yep.
So now it has been made clear that the Department of Home Affairs will process and decide whether to grant or refuse a student visa application lodged offshore. And if the decision is a student grant, then they can come to Australia once the borders be open. As we know, it's still uncertain when is the exact date for the opening of the borders, Claudette.
Follow-up question lang, sir. Does this mean ba na during nung wake ng COVID-19, yung nag-lockdown tayo, no, ay hindi muna nag-issue ang Australia ng mga student visa?
There are student visa applications, but there was no clear policy about it. So
okay,
Now it has been clear that student visa applications lodged offshore can be processed.
Okay.
And the department can grant or refuse the same.
Okay, that clarifies my question.
So aside from that, Claudette, the other changes made is that for those onshore students who did not finish their studies within the period of their original visa because of the COVID-19, if they will apply for the visa extension, the Department of Home Affairs has waived the visa application charge. The visa application charge is the amount of money the department will accept for them to process the visa application.
Okay. Itong free of charge for visa application, ito yung para sa mga dati ng international students na nag-expire ang visa. So kumbaga, kung mag-renew sila, they don't have to pay. But for those who will be applying pa lang, may bayad pa yon.
Partly yes, partly no, Claudette. This waiver of the visa application charge will apply only for those whose studies was not completed because of the COVID-19. So, example, your studies is about to end on November 2020, and then your visa, the duration, the end date of your visa is also on November 2020. However, because the school failed to provide placement for your subjects, di mo nakuha yun within that period. So they now issue a new COE replacing the end date from November 2020 to February 2021. So in that instance, you need to extend your visa as well. So you will be not required to pay the visa application charge for that. That is the meaning of the waiver of the visa application charge. So the third change, this will only apply to current student visa holders who are studying on a bachelor level or master's level. So the duration of their online studies conducted outside Australia can be used for purposes of counting the number of weeks in compliance with the Australian study requirement for purposes of applying the temporary graduate visa, the 485 visa, under the post-study stream. The situation here, Claudette, is that the student was outside Australia and then they cannot come back to Australia because of the closure of the borders. Yeah. So while they are doing their online studies outside Australia, the duration of that online studies conducted offshore can be used for purposes of counting the number of weeks for them to comply with the Australian study requirement. The importance of the Australian study requirement is relevant to the 485 or the so-called temporary graduate visa under the post-study stream. Kasi, Claudette, there are two streams under the 485 visa. Mm-hmm. One is the graduate stream and the post-study stream. So I will clarify, this only applies for those who study on a bachelor or master's level. And then the fourth change is the temporary graduate or the 485 visa under the post-study stream can be lodged even if the applicant is outside Australia. So if the applicant cannot come to Australia because of the closure of the borders, and then their student visa is about to expire, and they are eligible for the temporary graduate 485 visa under the post-study stream, they are now eligible to lodge it even if they are outside Australia. Kasi generally, Claudette, in this visa, they should lodge it here onshore. And then the last one, Claudette, is that the Department of Home Affairs has given additional time for those who are required to provide English language test results because of the pandemic. So if you have lodged your visa and you have not yet taken your English test, you are not required to attach the English test results simultaneously with the lodgement of the visa. The department will accept a proof of booking and that will be enough. But as soon as you have the English test result, you should attach it also to your application so that they can make a decision.
Very lenient ang ating gobyerno ngayon sa mga international
that
students.
That is true, Claudette.
Oh, oh. Sir, what do you think is the intent of the government in adopting these additional changes? At ano po yung reaction niyo tungkol din sa mga pagbabago?
I'm thinking that the government also acknowledges the importance of the international students here in Australia because international students have also been contributing much to the economy of Australia. And those changes, I think, gives assurance to those international students who are outside Australia, who are willing to study in Australia after pandemic, and those who are already here in Australia doing their studies. Kasi we can't eradicate the fact that international students really play a lot in the economy of the Australian society.
Base din sa yung karanasan, sir, sa migration law, despite ba sa gitna ng pandemya, marami pa rin po bang nag-a-apply o nais mag-aral dito ng mga international students?
Well, Claudette, I really believe that the Australian education system is one of the world-class education system. And many are still asking us, when will the borders be open so that the offshore student applicants can lodge their visas? And also those who are here in Australia, onshore students are still applying for the extension or for the further application of a new student visa. So madami pa din ang nag-a-apply at marami pa rin ang interested kasi ang education system ng Australia ay world-class.
Ayan, kasama natin muli Attorney Edmund Galvez.
Thank you.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.